Sophie, we want to hear a little bit more about this Be Her Freedom movement. Explain to us what it's all about.
Sure thing. So Be Hers is an organisation that exists to assist another work of the A21 campaign, which is working to abolish human trafficking in the 21st century. So A21 are the guys on the ground around the world, you know, freeing slaves caught in slavery or victims of human trafficking. And so Be Hers was first started by a girlfriend in Hobart that heard about human trafficking and just thought, this can't be true, this can't be real, we can't not do anything, we have to help. So they started Be Hers to be able to do events and make some merchandise to then be able to give those funds straight to the A21 campaign to help them in the fight.
Okay, Sophie, I'm one of these people that's like, what is human trafficking? That sounds dangerous and horrible. So what is it to the average Joe?
It is. It's heartbreaking, and I think the worst part is that so many people are in the exact same boat as yourself, much similar to me. When I first heard about it, it is kept in the dark a lot. So human trafficking is sort of any form of slavery or someone forced into labour or work against their own will.
Okay.
So commonly what we deal with is sex slavery, you know, people caught in sex trafficking rings or things like that, but also there is slave labour or another heartbreaking part of it is sort of organ donating against their will. So there's a real sort of realm of it that's often to us as well in a nice sheltered life. It's just unheard of. We just hear these testimonies. We just think they can't be true. But unfortunately, a lot of the victims, are, you know, they're caught in trafficking for about 7 or 8 years as an average. So victims can be as young as 12. That's the average age of most victims are about 12. So a lot of them are sold off or kept in brothels or, you know, on slavery rings. So it's really, really horrible to think of. But unfortunately, that's what keeps it strong, is that it's unknown of or unheard of, and it's kept in the dark, which is what feeds it and keeps it going, unfortunately.
So even though we are geographically quite separated from this, it seems that there is plenty that we can do to help. And it's not just you're making a donation. I'm looking at the Facebook page right now, and there's jewellery and merchandise and also plenty of events coming up. And you ran one just recently in Northern Tassie that looked like a great success.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So what we've tried to do is pretty much engage and empower the local woman, local person to be involved and be able to take a stand, because what we commonly hear when people hear a story or see a clip, they kind of go, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening, and oh my goodness, I have to do something. So it's about actually making those steps for them, making that available, which is obviously the link that we have with A21 to be able to donate that money back to them. But also we've got, you know, the events that you would have seen, the Be Her Freedom Ball. So I think we've got 5 locations around Australia now, which is really, really exciting. That's growing, so that girls can come along, but, you know, be part of purchasing items or merchandise as well. They can buy merchandise online and know that the funds are going to that cause exactly, and they're actually being part of the fight. But they're also spreading that brand, which is that message of, you know, being freedom as well.
Okay, let's reiterate where we can find you online and throw some support behind the foundation. What's it called? Where can we find it?
Awesome. So the Be Hers website is www.behers.org.au, and they'll have all their merch on there, their great jewellery, which is awesome. Otherwise, on our Facebook pages, so there's a Facebook page for Be Hers. Otherwise, if you search the A21 campaign as well, they've got their own pages too. So either way, it's getting straight to the people who need it.
Sophie, thanks for your time and best of luck with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.